Weston Point, the neighborhood, and there's only one house at the time. And then some developing company took it over and then built a lot of houses. And then I moved into my other house, and that's where I've been living ever since.
Okay.
Yeah.
Could you maybe describe, I mean, either house really, just kind of give a general description of the layout? Like, if you walked in the front door, what would you see? What was in the house? That sort of thing.
Okay, well, I'll describe the house that I call home.
Okay.
Which is the one I live in now, obviously. It's a really open space when you walk in. I don't know, do you want me to describe just like what you see or
general? Yeah, just give me like a virtual tour.
Okay, it's a pretty big house. It's, I don't know, you know. When you walk in, there's black marble and a staircase. Why I'm doing this with my hands, because I was here in my hands. There's a staircase on the right, and it has a runner on it. And there's a few columns when you walk in. It's a very open space. The whole house is very open. The walls are kind of a goldish color. When you walk in, you see a formal sort of living room straight ahead from you, and there's a whole wall of windows, and there's, you know, red curtains that hang from the windows, and there's two statues of women, kind of look like Greek kind of goddessy women. I don't know, that's just something that sticks out in my mind. Do you want me to go into other details of the house?
Yeah, it's like what rooms did you have, I guess?
My favorite kind of room, it's not really a room because they're interconnected, is the kitchen, and connects with the living room, and that's just, there's windows everywhere, it's very open, the light comes in. I guess the couches are really comfortable, they're bright red, and then the walls are sort of a golden color, it's just very warm and inviting, and
I mean, did you have, like, a finished basement? Did you have multiple bedrooms? I mean, obviously you did, because you're one person, but...
Yeah, we have a finished basement. It's pretty cool. There's, two exercise room gyms in the basement. They're not very big, but they have equipment. There's a kitchen in the basement when you walk downstairs, and there's a whole sort of like apartment. It's kind of like a kind of a miniature apartment-esque type of thing, because there's a bathroom and bedroom and a kitchen, and I'm just describing this like kind of a living room in one part, and then I'm doing a horrible job explaining this. And then if you walk down the hall from the living room kitchen area of the basement, if you walk down the hall, there's another bathroom on the right, and that's a bigger bathroom. And that's connected to the other exercise room, and to the right of that is a movie room. So... that's the basement. I guess I pretty much described the second floor pretty well. There's a study when you walk in on your right. If you walk in the front door, there's a study. The upstairs is my brother's room. When you walk right up the front stairs, my brother's room is on the right.